sequence called the sadness circuit leaped into action and caused my face and body to respond in a certain specific way. My brow furrowed, I frowned, my shoulders stooped, and I cried. This proposed circuit also triggered physical changes inside my body, causing my heart rate and breathing to speed up, my sweat glands to activate, and my blood vessels to constrict. This collection of movements on the inside and outside of my body are said to be like a fingerprint that uniquely identifies sadness, much like your own fingerprints uniquely identify you. The classical view of emotion holds that we have many such emotional circuits in our brains, and each is said to cause a distinct set of changes, that is, a fingerprint. Perhaps an annoying coworker triggers your anger neurons, so your blood pressure rises. You scowl, yell, and feel the heat or fury. Or an alarming news story triggers your fear neurons, so your heart races. You freeze and feel a flash of dread. Because we experience anger, happiness, surprise, and other emotions as clear and identifiable states of being, it seems reasonable to assume that each emotion has a defining underlying pattern in the brain and body. Our emotions, according to the classical view,